Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9 in the Voice Translation, and it says this. Once again, a huge crowd had followed them, and they had nothing to eat. So Jesus called his disciples together. Jesus said, "These people have been with me for 3 days without food. They're hungry, and I'm concerned for them. If I try to send them home now, they'll faint along the way because many of them have come a long, long way to hear and see me." The disciples said, "Where can we find enough bread for these people in this desolate place?" Jesus said, "How much bread do we have left?" The disciples said, 7 rounds of flatbread." So, as before, he commanded the people to sit down, and he took the rounds of flatbread, gave thanks for them, and broke them. His disciples took what he gave them and fed the people. They also had a few small fish, which, after he had spoken a blessing, he likewise gave his followers to pass to the people. When all had eaten their fill and they had gathered up the food that remained, 7 baskets were full. On this occasion, there were about 4,000 people who had eaten the food that Jesus provided. Jesus sent the crowd home. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so grateful that you have done so many amazing things in the past. And I pray that we would rest in that today, that we would remember what you've done and not forget. So quickly, the disciples forgot the fact that you had just fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they are panicking again. And Lord, this is so much like me. It's easy to point the finger at the disciples without realizing that I should be pointing the finger at myself. That I should remember the great things that you've done. I should remember how amazing you are. I should remember the deliverance that you've done and the forgiveness that you've given me, the sin that you have cleansed me from. Lord, you've done so much. So I pray today would be a day of remembrance of all that you have done. But more than that, Lord, I pray that you would help all of us to have faith in this moment, to be in this present moment, not merely thinking about the past, but also receiving from you in this moment, to have faith in this moment for you to do the miraculous right now. Lord, we trust you. We choose to trust you. We admit that it's hard to trust you. And we admit that we give in to panic instead of faith. And so, Lord, today, for those who are listening who are struggling in their faith and worried about many, many things, I so relate to that. Would you lift our heads? Would you remind us of what you've already done? Would you help us to have the spiritual discipline of remembrance of the great things that you have done? And then I also just thank you, Jesus, for being concerned about people that didn't have food, that they might faint along the way. You were concerned for them. You had empathy, compassion, and not only that, you met their need. And so, Lord, as we go throughout our day today, I pray that you give us those kinds of eyes, hands, and feet that you had, that we would be compassionate toward those who are needing spiritual food, physical food, prayer, empathy, love, kindness, all those things, Lord. You didn't just notice the need, you actually met the need. And so, Father, would you help us to meet that need? And then I also pray for those of us who actually need our needs. We have needs that need to be met. And I pray your body would rise to the occasion and meet those needs. Thank you for the humbleness of that, that how hard it is for us to ask for help when we are broken or when we have needs, Lord. So help us to be humble enough to allow your body to do its work. And help us not to deprive someone of a good work by being too proud to receive it. Lord, you are the bread of life. You are the bread that came from heaven. You are the manna that came from heaven. You are the broken bread that shed his life for us. You are the poured out blood on the sacrifice. You are the perfect sacrifice. And in light of that, we just lay our hearts down before you. We worship you. We lay our lives down. We ask for your presence. We thank you that you sing over us. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you sacrifice for us. Lord, maybe we haven't had a moment in our lives where someone sacrificed for us. So help us to stay in that position of remembrance that you have done that for us. Even if everyone else has forsaken us, you will hold us close. So I thank you for that, Jesus. And I praise you and thank you in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I hope that today is a day of remembrance. Maybe you need to just write down some of the things that Jesus has done in your life over the past 5 years. I think you'll be amazed and encouraged. Have a great day.